What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
For the first time in 2008, it is now our opportunity to chat with Ross Clifford. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Rodney. Thank you.
It's good to have you back on the airwaves. Did you have a nice break?
I'm sparkling, Rodney. I had a great rest and it's just wonderful. Summer holidays, get away, saw a bit of cricket, all of that, so it's been great.
Oh, very good. It sounds like the perfect holiday for you with a bit of cricket, a bit of a getaway and back into it now.
Sparkling. I've got to convince myself anyway.
Now, a couple of issues we're going to talk about today, and let's start it off with talking about young people's spirituality, because there's been a couple of studies come out and they're looking at what our young people believe.
Yeah, look, it's really interesting, and good studies done by Monash University and the Australian Catholic University and the Christian Research Association. And if you're a teenager in the ages of 13 to 17, it appears that 31% of teenagers in that age group, 31%, are non-believers. We're not quite sure how that figure has grown over the last 5 or 6 years, but most people believe it's grown by 10 or 15%. 31% of those aged 13 to 17 are non-believers, Rodney, and it's interesting, about 47% of that age group said they were Christian. Less than 50% represented themselves as being Christian. About 15% said that they were into New Age, which is still that fast-growing religion, a mix of Buddhism, Christianity, you know, astrology, everything. That's a fairly disturbing figure for the church. And when you get to Generation Y, which is age group 18 to 32, it doesn't get any better.
Okay, what are some of the stats for that?
Well, very similar, although only 48% of Generation Y said that they believed in a God. 48%. 20% do not, 32% are unsure, and once again, those who said they were Christian, only 44%, less than 50%, and those interested in New Age type stuff, around 17%. So in both groups of from 13 to 32, you have at least a third of people saying they are non-believers or don't identify with any God or belief in God, and less than 50% saying that they are Christian, and something like 15, 16, 17% very interested in New Age belief. Less than 50% of those 13 to 32 are saying that they acknowledge the Christian faith.
I'm interested that they also looked at the stats of those people within that age group that were prepared to get out and help others in the community and put in some community service. What were the statistics there?
Well, it shows that those who do go to church have a greater commitment to community service, social justice, being involved in helping those around about them, which is not a surprise. I mean, that's not putting down those who don't go to church. But if you go to church, you get that message constantly, don't you, about, you know, how we are to care for each other and love for each other. And you're introduced to community service. I mean, you get involved in a youth group and you get involved in leadership and you get involved in helping. So it becomes a part of life, whether you're Catholic or Baptist or Pentecostal, that, you know, you come to understand that to be part of church is to be part of a community. And the sad thing is, with, you know, less than 50% of people saying that they're Christian in that age group of 13 to 32, that, you know, community service is suffering. And not just Christians are saying this. This is being said across the board. Less church involvement seems to equate with less community service for people in that age group.
Interesting stuff. I wonder what it all means. Is it all doom and gloom? Is there something we can take out of there and move forward on?
I think so. I mean, I think to the church it's an ongoing challenge that why we will remain, in inverted commas, a Christian nation, that Generation Y and those below, why most of them still have some sort of belief in God, it's not necessarily the Christian God. That means a lot of work to be done for those that you know, have a commitment to Christ. And, mate, it's interesting that the churches that have the most young people are churches like Pentecostal Baptist Church of Christ. The freer type churches, they're the ones that seem to be holding on to the young people the most, those who have a sense of expectation, freedom of worship, try to make their preaching practical to everyday life. So it's a big challenge to the church. Yeah, we've got to win this whole generation over to the message of Jesus. And to all of us, it's a reminder that church does play a very profitable place in the community. When the churches are no longer as significant as they should be, community service, community life does suffer. But I know that from my own experience as a pastor. You know, we would look to deal with unemployment in our area, and we put in programs for unemployment, but we found very little unemployment in our own church, because most of our young people had connections, they knew how to network, they had friends within the church system, so they tended to find jobs. So unemployment amongst our church people was very limited, even though we sought to be involved in unemployment in the community. So it does show, when you break down church involvement, you break down the ability of people to network, have experience in network, you break down community services, your society is not as strong. So the whole of society suffers by this decrease in emphasis in Christianity.
Mm. I do wonder too whether young people are now freer to explore spirituality, whereas in the past it was just expected that even if a family were not really believers, that Sunday morning they'd be found in church because it was the thing to do. People are a lot freer now to discover their own way. I wonder if young people are out there trying to discover what true spirituality is.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're right. They're watching Oprah or watching their heroes who are involved in Hollywood or whatever, and exploring their spirituality. And I think they're very, very attracted to, you know, taking a mix, taking something from here and there. So I think you're spot on. As we said before, I went on holidays, mate. One of the best things a church could actually do, many churches, is to close their doors one Sunday morning or one Sunday night when they meet, and actually go through their area, their community, and actually find where the young people are on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night, what they're doing, where they are, where they're located, what's attracting them when church is on, and actually see the sort of things that they're in and how they might themselves reach into those marketplaces at the beach or fairs or whatever, and what they might be able to contribute to bring the message into those young people's world. So I think the church has a great challenge, but the community itself, when churches aren't strong, the community itself suffers as a social caring network. And so this is something we all need to hear.
Mm, certainly. And just one last point on that. I find it interesting that the University of Queensland study found that those moving away from traditional beliefs to what they call the trendy or self-focused religions, it's not making young people any happier.
No, I don't think so, because ultimately, you know, I have a lot of interest in New Age and that sort of stuff and ministering to people, but ultimately a religion that is purely self-focused and is about me, it becomes emotionally bankrupt, because the greatest thrill that we have is giving and serving other people and caring for them. So we need a good self-esteem, but we need to know what it is to serve and care. And so I agree. I mean, if you end up in a purely, you know, do-it-yourself religion, a purely self-focused religion, then the end becomes a pretty lonely place to be, and you take away true spirituality that reaches beyond yourself.
Ross, I want to change tack and talk a little bit about a media release that you felt you needed to send out last week in regards to the death of Heath Ledger.
Yes, Rod, I'm president of the Baptist Union of Australia at this time, and people be aware that when Heath Ledger tragically passed away, that there was a Baptist church or a group calling themselves Baptist, I think in Kansas, Westboro Baptist Church, who put out a statement saying that they were calling for people to picket any memorial service, any funeral. They were going to do the same themselves, and Heath Ledger was hell-bound. And in some of the interviews in Sydney, they actually got on the air here in Sydney, they were saying that he was already in hell, etc. So they made extraordinary statements.
Yeah, I mean, this group, I guess some people may have heard of them before, but for many in Australia, this is probably the first time they've heard of Westboro Baptist Church. And the immediate assumption, of course, is that they are speaking for all Baptists, or at least a large percentage of Baptists.
Yeah, and I pointed out in the press release they certainly weren't. They're not speaking for Australian Baptists. We have no relationship with them at all. They have no relationship with the Baptist World Alliance, and that's where most Baptist groups are affiliated with. Absolutely no relationship with them at all. And they have no relationship with any Baptist group that we're aware of. And what many people wouldn't know, Rodney, is that anyone can call themselves Baptist or Catholic or whatever. So you and I this morning, talking on Sunshine Radio, could call ourselves, let's call ourselves Baptist Sunshine Church or Baptist Catholic Sunshine Church, and say something really provocative and put it out there and have the whole world following it up when there's only two of us making that sort of statement. And I understand this church is basically, you know, two men and a dog. There's hardly anyone in it apart from a husband and his wife and a few others, and, you know, putting out this very provocative statement. And it was totally inappropriate. It was extreme, counterproductive, as we try to reach people in love and genuineness. And who are we to declare where someone's going to spend their eternity? And I pointed out that all Baptists, I'm sure, in Australia, their prayers and their thoughts are with Heath Ledger's family at this time, and their grief and sadness at his tragic death. So just be aware, because someone's got a name like Baptist or Catholic or whatever, doesn't mean that they're any relate to any denomination, or they actually have any more than just their own family members as part of that little group. And I think the media ought to be aware of that, and that Christians and people of goodwill across the country just do not speak that way or do not seek to make those sort of judgmental comments.
Yeah, it is interesting, because I have heard in other media outlets them saying that religious groups picketing and boycotting and all that kind of thing, when it's not, it's just this small group, as yes, as you mentioned, and many people would not call them a church at all, but a hate cult.
That's right.
And yeah, they're getting the press. I just can't believe that the media continues to focus on what they're doing. And I suppose it's up to us to say, listen, they are not affiliated, not just with Baptist churches, but with any church, really.
Absolutely, and that's why we put it out, because, I mean, we were getting calls at our own Baptist church office, you know, people saying, who is this group, how dare you make those sort of comments. I'm getting international emails, and everybody has been relieved, have a sense of relief that we've made the statement, and they realise they have no affiliation with any group that's in any way mainstream or whatever. That doesn't mean that we endorse everything that Heath Ledger did. We don't necessarily endorse every movie he was in, but, mate, this is not the time for that. This is the time to get behind his family, get behind his friends, assure them of our prayers and our support. And it's totally counterproductive. Any church that speaks like this will just have the door slammed in its face. We're here to present the gospel of grace and salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, and totally counterproductive. And it's not who we are. It's not who any Christian group in this country is.
We're going to be tackling an interesting subject this time next week.
Yeah, mate, well, let's talk about racism. I mean, it's been really to the fore with respect to the Indian cricket team. It's raised issues with respect to racism across our country at the moment. And, I mean, is there a Christian approach to racism? And what does the Bible say about all this sort of stuff?
An interesting one. Look forward to catching up with you this time next week.
God bless you, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.